The SEC is pulling over BMW. In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The German automaker BMW is under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC is reportedly looking into whether BMW lied about its sales figures, according to the Wall Street Journal. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been following this. Hey, Justin, what do we know?
BMW hasn't confirmed this, but the investigation is reportedly about this practice called sales punching. This is when a dealer buys its own vehicle, counts it as a sale, and then goes and parks it on the lot. Maybe later the dealer sells it as a used car with very low mileage.
That sounds extremely shady, and I assume the SEC thinks so too.
Yeah, but for decades, monthly sales figures have been a big metric for automakers. They're a way to gauge how an automaker is doing. And at the ground level, there can be pressure to raise those figures. You know, we always hear about dealer discounts at the end of the month to help meet goals or quotas. But to regulators, pumping up sales can be misleading to investors. Like, let's be real, it's not really a sale of a car if it ends up being a loaner or a demo car.
Yeah, I would think not. Is this at all common in the world of car sales?
Yeah, in 2016, it came out that the SEC was looking into Fiat Chrysler for another issue with its sales numbers. Fiat never admitted wrongdoing, but earlier this year, Fiat paid a $40 million fine to settle the SEC's claims.
Haven't some automakers just been moving away from reporting monthly sales figures at all?
Right. Fiat Chrysler moved away. Ford and GM stopped reporting those monthly sales figures, too. They all report quarterly now. Still, there are plenty of other automakers who report monthly sales figures, BMW included.
All right. Marketplace's Justin Ho. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Boeing is getting a new CEO. As you probably heard, Dennis Muilenburg, who's been CEO for 4 years and who led the company during the 737 MAX crisis, is out. The new guy is David Calhoun. He's actually not that new. He's Boeing's current board chair, and he's taking over January 13th. He's going to have a lot on his plate. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
David Calhoun is 62. He's a longtime Boeing director, and he has a background in both finance and industry, including time as a top executive at General Electric, which builds plane engines. He's known as a corporate fixer, and he's going to need that skill set when he takes over at Boeing. He's inheriting a company that has to fix its fastest-selling plane, the 737 MAX, and then convince regulators around the world, its airline customers, and the traveling public that the plane is safe. The U.S. air safety regulator, the FAA, grounded the plane in March after two fatal crashes. Calhoun will have to build a new relationship with the FAA. One analyst I spoke to said, until now, Boeing has acted as if it's in charge and able to control the timeline for getting the plane back into service. Now, it will have to accept a role as a partner with global regulators, with respect for the necessarily slow and detailed process of certifying a plane as safe.
Marketplace's Jack Stewart. Let's take a look at the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Dow and S&P futures are up in the 0.1% range, with the Dow future up 19 points.
Here at Marketplace, our mission goes beyond reporting the news. It's to make people smarter about the economy through reliable, independent journalism. Your support is what makes it all possible, whether you donate a little or a lot. Being a Marketplace investor makes you a partner in that mission. If you're already giving, thank you very much for going above and beyond. If not, there's still time. Donate today, marketplace.org. And thanks for believing in what we do.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
2019 has been one monumental year for international trade. The U.S. has gone up against China, the EU, Mexico, Canada, the whole World Trade Organization. On the one hand, we have got some new trade agreements emerging. On the other hand, many economists say the uncertainty of it all has come at the cost of GDP growth and business investment. How will we look back at 2019? I'm joined by Richard Weiner, a trade lawyer with Sidley Austin based in Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I feel like so much has happened in terms of trade in 2019. What do you think this year will go down in history for?
I think 2019 will be viewed as the year in which the world trading system, the world's rules-based trading system, was most significantly undercut by the country that had been its principal proponent, meaning the United States. And as a result, the sense of predictability that had led people to invest, to trade, is no longer central to U.S. trade policy, which has been erratic.
I mean, the administration has had some successes. They would point to the new NAFTA. There's a preliminary deal with China. What do you make of that?
Well, the deal with China is very preliminary, and it's unclear what's in the phase one deal. And in fact, there's significant indication that neither side has agreed on what's in the phase one deal. There has been real frustration from the business community on maybe an underappreciated part of the USMCA, which is that it sunsets expressly in 16 years. It's subject to review every 6 years. And it raises the question about whether you can trade, whether you should invest, whether the system is here to stay.
2020, trade tensions are already rising with Europe. What do you think the biggest trade-related issue will be in 2020?
Well, I think there'll be several. I think that as we get closer to the election, the focus on China will be heightened. I think one of the things that's interesting about Europe, the new commission in Europe, is its focus on a carbon border tax, which would put duties in place for products that are made in dirty manufacturing and threatens to upend the traditional understanding of when duties could be imposed at the border. I would say, conversely, there are great opportunities for the U.S. and the EU to work together, for example, on battery technology. Each country has in place significant R&D efforts, and working together, they would have a very significant opportunity to displace China as the world leader in battery technology.
Richard Weiner is a trade lawyer at Sidley Austin in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you so much.
Our producers are Rose Conlon, Victoria Craig, Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, and Daniel Shin. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.